Okay, good morning. We're getting ready and excited to prepare for New Orleans on Monday night. You know, it's going to be important that this our crowd helps us out loud. They've got a fast break offense. He does a lot of things at the line of scrimmage, and you know, so hopefully we'll start tailgating early because the game's at 6 this week. So we got to get going here and get ready to get U.S. Bank Stadium rocking. Questions.
Mike, does Drew Brees do anything differently now than he did earlier in his career?
He's awful good. He's really good. Extremely accurate. You know, I think one of the things that he's got an unbelievable arm too. But one of the things that sets him apart, I think, is he's so quick getting rid of the football, knowing where to go with to the different spots. He really is, you know, Hall of Fame kind of quarterback. You know, obviously one of the best in the NFL and one of the best that's ever played.
Mike, given all the hype surrounding this game, Monday night opener, Peterson's return, do you talk to the team at all about just kind of staying with what you do rather than getting caught up in that?
Well, I talk to the team about a lot of things, but I'm not going to discuss them here.
The Breeze, you mentioned the quick release. Is that what makes him so hard to sack for defenses, or is there other things that he does?
Yeah, if he doesn't pull the ball down, you know, if you don't make him pull the ball down, he's going to get it out and he's not going to get sacked.
Mike, when you're in your base defense, you'll have three rookies starting. Is that a statement on today's NFL or just the talent that you guys brought in this year?
We're in our base defense. We'll have three rookies.
Three rookies starting, counting Dalvin Cook.
You said base defense. I was trying to figure that out.
Okay.
So the question was about the NFL or talent?
Is it NFL or the talent program?
You know, I think it's both. I think, you know, I think obviously, except for Breeze, you know, and Terrence Newman, you know, the NFL is getting younger most of the time. And but you know, I do believe our scouts did a nice job with the guys in the draft and the guys that we brought in.
You play a guy like Breeze, from your standpoint, do you try to not give him anything, or do you want to give him a certain diet because of his experience?
Well, you know, he is really hard to fool. I mean, he's seen so many different things. You know, he's a great competitor. You know, part of it is just doing what we do. And, you know, will we change up some? Sure. You know, and so will they. You know, they try to keep you off balance. We'll try to keep them off balance, and we'll go to work.
How tough is it to know what to expect from the Saints defense with so many new faces over there?
Yeah, they've got a lot of new guys. You know, but they are talented. They've got, you know, I think I counted 5 or 6 of the first rounders with their group. And you never, you know, that's the unknown about a first game. You never know, really, especially when they've, and I have seen some change from last year to this year in the preseason on some of the things they're doing defensively. So yeah, it can present a problem.
What were your impressions of Lattimore coming out of the draft?
Same impressions. Not really good corner. Good cover skills. Gets in and out of the breaks. Good hands.
Like a couple years ago when you were still trying to figure out where you wanted Eric Kendricks to be permanently, whether middle or outside, what made you want to keep him in the middle?
This year?
A couple years ago, you know, when you were still...
Well, we had Chad before, and I figured, you know, to get the best three on the field, that was the best way to go. And this year, you know, Kendricks played so well a year ago. He's so comfortable doing that position, and, you know, I'd talked to him a little bit. He didn't really want to move, and I didn't really want to move him.
And like earlier this summer, you talked about getting to know Sam Bradford better with, because you were kind of texting him after a lot of the practices while you were away.
Still do.
Yeah. Yes. Now that you've, you know, kind of had more time to spend with him.
Well, he's really knowledgeable. You know, he's, you know, I mean, maybe some of the things I know more now are, you know, personal things that are going on. You know, things he likes to do outside of football and, you know, that stuff. I mean, as far as football-wise, you know, most of the time our conversations are about football. And, you know, a lot of times he asks what I see and, you know, I ask him about, well, what did he see there or whatever, you know, and be alert for this or that.
With Kendricks, how has he evolved kind of as a leader, you know, in the middle of that defense making calls from, you know, the past couple of years?
He's just more comfortable in everything he does. I think the guys really respect him because he's a playmaker. He plays real hard. He's a tough kid. And then, as far as the leadership part, I think, you know, Eric to me is who he is. He's going to lead by example. He makes the calls. He gets the calls out. And, you know, he takes accountability for his actions.
He's pretty quiet off the field. He seems fairly quiet away from the game, like in the locker room and that. What's he like during game day and when you're going over things with him on the sidelines?
He's the same. He's the same as in during practice. You know, he's focused, intense. You know, he's always been an intense guy. But he understands, and if he makes a mistake, he owns up to it.
Player that he is, especially. So is he a good example of the modern day kind of defender, smaller, faster linebacker, as opposed to the bigger guys?
Well, it is a little bit, yeah. I mean, the way the NFL is evolving into more of a, you know, spread offense kind of a thing. Yeah, I would say that's true. You have to have linebackers that can cover nowadays, I believe, just because of the way the league is.
Seen enough of Latavius that he can be the guy that you brought him in here to be?
Yeah, I think so. The things I've seen, he's explosive to the hole, good vision, carries his pads forward. I think that he can be a good physical runner.
Mike, Dalvin was saying he loves the fact on draft day that you guys took a chance on a kid with quote-unquote character issues, and that his idea was to just come in here and not talk and just let his work do the talking. What have you seen aside from the work that has impressed you with him?
Well, that's pretty much what he's done. He stays quiet. He's a positive, confident person, but he likes to go around and high five the offensive linemen and the rest of the offensive players. So he's got a little energy that way. But he's been quiet like he said he was going to be. He's been detailed about his work. Pretty much what he said, that's what he's done.
Do you expect Barr to be more of a playmaker this year?
Yeah, that a lot of times that depends on the game. It's like I expect Everson to be a playmaker all the time. But, if they're putting two or three guys on him, then, things happen. So it's the same thing with Barr. But, I think he's going to have a good year. He's worked really hard this offseason. He's improved on a lot of things that he needed to improve on. But each game is going to be different, based on what other teams decide they want to do. And then we have to attack in other ways.
Time for two more.
How do you go about kind of trying to figure out how they're going to use their running backs in different ways, different skill sets, and they've got three pretty good ones there right now?
Yeah, well, they do have different skill sets. That's true. But their offense hasn't changed in a number of years. So they're going to run their offense, and, whether it's Kamara or 22, they're in there and they're behind the center, then that's what they're going to do. That part I don't think is going to change much. They'll use each guy a little differently like they always do. And they do have a little bit different skill set than all of them, all three of them. But offensively, they've been really good in offense, for a long, long time. So I wouldn't expect them to go to the wishbone.
Last one.
Thank you.